This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush goes to the Pentagon this morning to consult with top military commanders on the situation in Iraq. The meeting comes as Iraqis await final results from last month's election. Ethnic and religious parties are already striking deals over how they'll share power in the new government. Just this week, members of the main Sunni Arab party told Kurdish leaders they would abandon claims that the elections were rigged once international monitors finished their review of the complaints. Joining us now is Judith Yaffe, senior research fellow at the National Defense University. Good morning.
Good morning.
What sort of political deals are being made?
Well, one can only guess at what they are because the issues have been there for a while. There's deals over, or talk about deals over federalism, over a lot of different. I think the bottom line here is that there are issues that they'll talk about, and there are things that are priorities and things that are not so important, and that's what they have to sort out. It's important for the Sunni Arabs to say, we didn't like the election, but we're glad the UN an international body came in and looked at it, and now we're willing to go on. But we need that to save face. Others will have other agendas. They have to decide what they want to trade and what they have to keep, what's most important to them. So for the Kurds, for example, they'll have to decide, is a possession of Kirkuk and the oil fields the most important thing, or must they keep the city and will they give up something else? And what will they trade for that? The interesting thing, they're all going up to talk to the Kurds because they're the power brokers. They have the swing vote. And they can form coalitions and alliances, and they have to decide what, again, is most important to them. I wouldn't look for one big deal. There'll be little deals.
And among these little, how can these parties make any agreements and small deals about the new parliament when the winners haven't been formally announced?
They haven't been formally announced, but by now there's a pretty good sense of how things will sort themselves out. And I think unofficially you'll find the Sunnis, of course, have more seats because they voted, so that they will have more representation, and that cuts into what the Kurds had in the January parliament that was elected, and the Shia will have a little bit less, but the relative rank order will be, the Shia will dominate, but they won't have enough to be a clear majority. The Kurds will have the second highest number of seats, but not as many as last time, but still enough to give the Shia factions to carry a vote, should the Shia hang together, and they're not one monolithic party. So I think what we have to look for are what these new alliances might mean. It's going to be more difficult to form a government, and it's going to depend on the kind of deals and understandings they work out over the next couple of weeks.
And the deals made now, will they last?
How long does anything last in politics? About as long as the cheese in your refrigerator. Some may last longer than others, but that's impossible to predict.
Just very briefly, the main sticking points to forming a new government.
Who gets what in the cabinet? Who gets the interior ministry? Who gets oil? Who gets defense? Who controls the flow of money? And then there are the issues of what kind of government will we be? Will we continue in the same framework we have now? Will we federalize more and have therefore fewer provinces or little states? Who will be in control? How do they bargain it off? And in the meantime, I think you have to ask yourself an important question.
Right.
How important is this for the average Iraqi? How much
Judith Yaffe?
Sorry,
we're just out of time,
That's
but thank
right.
you very much. Judith Yaffe is Senior Research Fellow at the National Defense University.